phone, and when I get her to play on 20, channel 25, it sounds like it not only was an auto pad hit and run, but it was may not have been an accident.
Well, things happen. It's very unfortunate. They happen all the time, all over the place. And, anyway, it's, you know, I tell you what, I don't know. Anyway, I'll go back there somewhere at some point in the future. But, yeah, try to be in the right place at the right time, and don't try to be at the wrong place. Things can happen, and unfortunately, things happen all the time, all over the place. So, yeah, pick and choose what you do and where you go, when you go. At some point, I have a comment somewhere in there. I'm going to do it on the radio, but yeah, that's very tragic. I tell you what, any time somebody decides to go down that road, it's very, very unfortunate for all involved. You know, there's a lot of people out there that make a whole lot of really poor decisions, and they do things that, you know, in hindsight, they go and they look back at and that they might not have, should have done those things, but, you know, I've lost friends to burglaries and robberies and everything else, and you know, then I've had friends that have served our country in ways that most people could never fathom, and yet they then got stricken and died from something that was totally, possibly related, but who knows, and either way, they end up going down another road, and then it's not just them affected, it's their whole family, they come down with something after the fact, but anyway, it's just, like I said, it's all the way around, it's never good when somebody dies, but all you can do is live life for what you got and make the most out of it and appreciate, hopefully, every single day you've got and everything you can, make the most out of what you got.
Roger. Yep. I don't know. Anyway, you know, people do stupid things, and that's even really stupid, you know?
See if anybody else is out there, but yeah, if not, now you're testing fate, and that's all that thing, and you know, things are what they are. I guarantee you, I know what my path is, why I'm here, but at some point, you know, you gotta have a kind of like a little signal thing to tell you, hey, go do these things, and without that, you know, I'm kind of surprised I lasted as long as I have, if you want to know the dang truth about everything, other times in my life, I've done things with a way that, you know, I didn't care. And you somewhere in between those two mindsets, you get kind of brought back into reality. And, you know, you got to pick priorities and figure out what's the most important thing. And is what it is. But unfortunately, you know, you can be out in the middle of a road and get drove over by a tractor trailer or bus or anything else, and you don't know the dang difference. So, I don't know. I mean, it happens all over the place, all the time, and people, for the most part, I don't think are aware of it. They don't even think about those things, but and that's unfortunate because people are blessed in every day in ways that they don't know, and they should at least appreciate what they got when they got it.
Yeah, Roger.
KGE5QZ? 5CKK. I got a watch on. I guess it's probably pretty late. Yeah, he's probably gone to bed, but he's talking about talking to Vegas. I caught a guy out of Nevada a couple months ago driving home on 6 meters FM in my truck, because it happened to have it. I just happened to have the radio. The other side of the radio's got two sides. One's on the repeater. The other side was on a 6 meter call frequency FM, because that's all that has is FM. It doesn't have sideband or anything else. So, anyway, fun thing on that. I was just like driving down the road, and here comes this guy on here. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm trying to check in. And anyway, I sat there and talked to a guy in Nevada, Vegas, on a 6 meter FM driving down the stinking road on 50 watts.
Roger, Roger. Well, been up in arms here in Norman for a few months now, look like, or about a new arena they're wanting to build, and I'm sitting here looking at a deal on Facebook saying now that it was that it's dead for now, so I hope they're happy.
So they wanted a new ramp in Norman, or they did not want a ramp in Norman?
The arena. New entertainment arena, or basketball arena. There's people that want it, there's people that don't want it. for right now, I guess the people that don't want it have won.
I thought they had basketball arenas in North. Any more of them, I don't know. Just something I'm unaware of.
Well, the thing of it is, yes, they do, but it's almost 40 years old, or 40, even maybe 45 years old. It was built in the early to mid-70s.
We got Thunder in Oklahoma City, and Tulsa didn't get it. You know, that was kind of up in the air at that time. And, you know, man, I wasn't all that about it when it started, but I guarantee you it's added a whole bunch to the city.
Now, the Lord Noble Center is... An old, you know, like I say, it was built in the early to mid-70s, and it's been around, it's been 2 years that I know of for sure since I've been out there, but last two or three times before then, that time, and several times I've been out there, it's been under some kind of construction, I think.
Unfortunately, my only experience I had, Lloyd Noble, I maybe went to a game, maybe two, a long time ago. But anyway, the only time in any kind of last 20 years I've ever used Lloyd Noble was for a parking lot, and then you catch rides, either the little tram thingy or somebody else picking you up to take you somewhere. It's just a convenient place to park your car.
When you were going to school out there?
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, there was a little bus tram thingy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, a little scooter thing anyway. You go over there and get on it. You get your pass. It gets on there for free. And yeah, you show them your badge or card, whatever you had. And yeah, anyway. I only used it when I had to, but yeah, you're right. At some point, you got to go over there and park way over there and go get a ride somewhere else, and then, you know, be late for your class, and all you do is go tell them that the reason you're late is because you had to wait on that thing, and you couldn't find no parking anywhere else. But anyway, they've always had a parking problem. They always will, and even though they've added a ton of parking since I was there, it's never going away.
Yeah, Roger, they are now running, I think, 4 and maybe even 5 buses early in the morning and maybe even in the evening. maybe even in the evening. On that shuttle, and not all day, they're not running. running that many, but they're running at least four all day long, I think, and sometimes five when they need to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago, if I remember back. I mean, you had to walk a quarter, half mile and to wherever they're going to pick you up, and it was every 30 minutes or hour. You know, if it's an off time, like you said, kind of midday, it's an hour, and if it's a high frequency time, it was 30 minutes, and then you're not there 30 minutes, because either you got on one or you had to wait. So most time you only had to wait about 15, maybe 20 minutes, and you get on the little thing, and you go to the thing, and it takes a while to go, and it's always easier to find a place closer to park. And anyway, I got to the point when I was going to school there, half the time I rode a motorcycle, and the reason was because you could park really, really close, and the parking pass was like $5, not like $80 or whatever it was back then. Shit, that was 20 years ago. You realize now that same parking pass is probably $400.
Roger, yeah. And, that's one thing I don't like listening to is the damn people, the parking people out at OU, but I listen to them, and they kind of, they're busy all the time.
QZ. Yep. Now, they got their jobs to do. They got to do what they do. And, I don't know. Only a couple of games we ever went to since then, I had people gave me things and got me into places. Like, you just go right into the nice little place and you do your thing and go on. And in hindsight, I was like, man, that's like the freaking gravy. And they're like, you don't know what that costs. I'm like, well, you gave it to me. I mean, I just used it. And then they start telling me, I'm like, oh, dear God. I can't imagine having to pay for that at a regular interval to be able to actually use that facility. But anyway, like I said, different strokes, different folks, and it was what it was back then. And like I said, it can only have gotten worse since then. And it's kind of like game day. We've been down there a few times, but the only way I'll even attempt at going is if we have ducks in a row and front row seating, if you know what I'm saying.
Roger. Hey, CJ, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and we'll talk to you later on sometime tomorrow, I reckon, or sometime within the next few days at least.
All right, Jeff. Could you fight easy?
Anyway, KG5QEZ, KD5CKK73.